The UPND has indeed engaged the electoral body not once but several times, not only through letters but through meetings, through discussions which include other stakeholders, the church, civil society, professional bodies, and other political parties, in ensuring that the Electoral Commission fulfills its mandate to deliver free and fair elections, to allow the people of Zambia to decide for themselves, to choose for themselves the leadership that they believe is competent, has good intentions, and will deliver for them and their children, including the unborn. Yes, we've engaged the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
Mr. Nchalama, in the UPND's engagement with the Electoral Commission of Zambia, what specific benchmarks do you want to see in order to accept the outcome of the elections in August?
Well, there are many minimums, but just to summarize a few. One, voters want to make sure that on the voting day, before the voting day, they will be able to see their names on the voter roster, voter register. No deliberate errors or omissions. Two, that on the voting day, voting will be peaceful. And three, that the counting, totaling, tallying, recording of result certificates, polling station result certificates, aggregation of results will be correct, will not be manipulated. Number four, that the true winner of the election will be announced.
Mr. Nchalama, in your earlier submission, you said Zambians want change. So what makes you think that you are the one they want to bring about the change they seek?
Zambians know that it's time for change. Zambians have suffered enough across societal spectrum, geography, across various categories of Zambians. Other than the small corrupt few, as I said earlier, most are hurting. When they see that there are no medicines in hospitals, they want change. Common people want change. How do we know that it's us in the UPND they want to deliver into government? They have said so. They are saying so at every opportunity when they can engage with us. And not just me, but all our members across the country, leaders across the country, and to other social or community leaders, church, the word change is on their lips, and they are saying the team that can bring change is the UPND team and its allies. We know it. Even those in the ruling party know it, but they pretend that they're not aware.
What makes Hakainde Hichilema uniquely qualified to lead Zambia in these times?
Well, we believe that we are uniquely placed to turn around the country, to improve the fortunes of the people of Zambia, to offer love to the people of Zambia, to offer God-fearing leadership, to offer servant leadership to the people of Zambia, because the people of Zambia understand that we have the vision, clear vision for that matter. We have the leadership capability, management included in there, and our ability to review for the better any challenges that come along the way. We have the experience. We've done it for ourselves in a small way. We are good taxpayers. Over years, we employ people. And they know that we are seeking leadership not to take from the people of Zambia, but to give. Not to exclude Zambians, but to include them. Not to divide Zambians, but to unite them. Zambians now understand that competence is unquestionable. Integrity is unquestionable. I have been victimized. We have been victimized. We have been arrested several times, taken to court, never convicted because we have not committed crime.